Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Pruse.
Welcome to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. This is your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host and special friend, Rick Pruse. Welcome back to the studio, Rick.
Hi, Lee.
Oh, Rick, we've got such a special show this week. I've been excited, waiting weeks for this show to take place. We have with us in the studio for the entire show the folks from Paws with a Cause, a group that I can't tell you how many people have spoken highly about, including yourself.
Yes, it's certainly one of our favorite organizations to kind of support. And there's nothing more meaningful than what we have here when it comes to that union between pets and people.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. And so why not get started right away? We've got with us in the studio our first guest, Mike Sapp, who happens to be the owner of Paws for a Cause. Mike, welcome to the studio, and thanks for joining us.
Well, welcome. Thank you for offering us to be here.
Oh, it's our pleasure. So, all right, I guess the way to begin is to have you explain what is Paws for a Cause. And more important than that, how did this whole thing come about? You woke up one day and said, boy, you know, I don't really have a lot to do with myself, so I guess it's time to start this. Why don't you share with our listeners how the whole thing began?
Now, Paws with a Cause was started because a deaf couple had adopted a three-year-old deaf child, and they couldn't hear him cry or the doorbell or smoke alarm. And they happened to be the husband I knew, and he happened to know that I showed and trained dogs at that time. And so he asked me if I would help train their dog to assist them to hear things that they weren't able to hear. And especially with a three-year-old deaf child, they really needed that, you know, to happen. So I said, well, you know, I've never done it, but I'll try it. And it just kind of snowballed. It actually, a month into the training of their pet, there were four other deaf couples over at their house one time when I went over to work with them. And I said, this isn't a party. And they said, well, they want dogs trained because they're deaf. Both, you know, couples. All these couples were deaf. So we looked at it and said, wow. And it's gone from there.
Well, I imagine when you got right down to it, I mean, that was probably that pooling of, you know, the most important energy you could possibly field. I mean, walking into a room full of deaf people that all have the same needs and are looking to you to try to provide some salvation.
It was also scary. You know, we were just in the trial session, you know, people would say the pilot end of it. The dog was working for them, alerting them to different sounds, you know, at the time, and then all these people would see that. And they said, you know, we can use that too. And what most people don't realize is that there are 54 million people with disabilities in the United States. And a survey done in the late 90s by Michigan State University for the Department of Labor, 13% of those people with disabilities want dogs to assist them. So you're looking at an average of 7 million dogs that could be trained for people with disabilities.
And what year was that this
was? It was in the late 90s, 95, 96.
No, I'm thinking when you sat down in the living room of these people.
1979.
That's when I went to college.
Wow.
That was a long time ago.
You just dated yourself, Rick.
Yeah.
I don't think you meant to do that.
Well, Lee was mentioning you're the owner of Paws with a Cause, that's the farthest from the truth. Is that correct?
That is farthest from the truth.
It's what you kind of have to straddle and ride as best you can.
Paws is a nonprofit organization. It's you know, we live off charity from individual donations. And that's basically our funding source, our individual donations through workplace campaigns or just general donations that come to us. But it is a nonprofit. I have a board of directors that I answer to. I'm the CEO of the organization. So, yeah, I'm the boss, but it's owned by the public. You, our donors, it's your organization. So that's the difference between a ownership and, you know, what we are. We're a public charity.
Gotcha.
Now, early on the show, I think the general listening people need to understand the magnificent size and magnitude and how substantial this organization is today. So maybe you could give us at least a nutshell understanding of what you're all about today.
Well, we train people with all different types of disabilities, from hearing impaired deafness to physical disabilities, spinal cord, MD, MS, seizure disorders. We just started a pilot program last year for children with autism. We do not train guide dogs for blind people. There are 10 major guide dog schools across the country that do a very good job of that, and we don't want to get into their expertise. Mm-hmm. But we train them for all different types of physical disabilities other than blindness.
Interesting. And when people are dealing with this, I suppose at the beginning, they're just trying to come to grips with how has my life changed with this disability, but how do there's steps that go with caring for a dog that how do you figure out how to match up the dog with the disability so that it can do the functionality that the person needs? Because every situation, I would imagine, is different.
We do what they call a needs assessment on the potential client, and that's a videotape needs assessment in their home. We look at their disability after they've filled out their application and sent it back to us, and we go in to do the needs assessment. We look at their strengths, their weaknesses, the environment they live in, what they need the dog to do for them based on their disability, you know, what type of how they're going to live. Is the dog going to go to work with them, school, whatever? And then we look at all of that on that videotape, and then we can look at what type of a dog is best going to fit this person's personality, this person's issues that they have with their disability, and then how the dog and the person are going to live together. You know, if I have a 45-year-old mother with MS, I'm not going to give her a dog that I would give a college student with MS or a spinal cord injury at college.
Right.
I need a higher energy dog for the college student versus the mother with two or three children with MS. So we look at all of those factors, and then we look at the dogs that we have in the training center, and we match the personality of the dog to the personality of the person.
Do you ever find where certain types of dogs are more in demand and therefore you have to be able to find certain types of dogs to be able to, because again, the idea of matching up exactly having the right number of dogs with the right types of training with the people with the disabilities with the right types of disabilities, that's got to be a really hard match.
It seems it's cyclical in some instances where we're looking at a lot of MS people who aren't in wheelchairs and they need what we call a brace walking dog because they are not to the point that they have gotten to where they need to be in a wheelchair. So, you know, it runs in spurts where you get a lot of people who are not in wheelchairs and they need dogs to help them with their balance because if they fall, they can't get back up, you know, or, you know, what we call high quads, which are in you know, electric wheelchairs. It just runs the gamut.
So how many dogs do you place per year?
We, on average, about 100 dogs per year across the country.
Wow.
We have dogs in 41 states, including Hawaii.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've seen articles from Arizona and out on the West Coast just singing your praises for the job that you do. So it's clear that you've got really just very wide tentacles in terms of how far out you're reaching.
Yeah, we have a local support system, which is what we call a field representative that works with the client and the dog in the home. In their home when the dog has already been trained to do all the things that they need to do for that individual client. Every dog's training is tailored to the needs of the individual that it's going to be going to. Once we've matched the dog and the client at the training center, then we have what we call a field representative that goes out, works with the client, and they're actually teaching the client how to utilize all the things that the dog has been trained to do for them. You know, you may have two people with MS. Their needs are different. They have different needs based on their factors of their multiple sclerosis. So each dog is then tailored, and then the field rep in the home, you know, works with them in the home for a 6-month period, teaches them how to utilize everything that the dog has been trained to do for them. Because that's what they need. They need to understand that a certain word is going to accomplish certain tasks for them. You know, whether it's opening the door, you know, picking something up off the floor, you know, getting their food or a beverage out of the refrigerator for them if they're not able to do that, help them with their laundry, pull back their covers, put their covers on them at night, help them transfer from their wheelchair into bed or vice versa.
That's amazing that you can train them to do all of those things. We've been talking this morning with Mike Sapp, who is the CEO and co-founder of Paws with a Cause. And in the next segment, we're going to talk with Amy Brumleave, who's the National Breeding Coordinator, and we're going to find out how they figure out what kind of dogs they're going to need and how they're going to have plenty of them so that they can do all of the functions that they need for all the different people who have all the different needs that get taken care of by Paws with a Cause. That's coming up right after the break here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.